There's nothing more embarrassing than wanting to please a woman and not being able to physically do so. You're there with her. You can feel her breath on your neck. You can feel her hands on your back, pulling you in, egging you forward. She wants you inside of her. You're in a desperate panic because your body isn't listening to you. You're telling it, "Let's do this. We're here. She wants us. Let's give her our best." But your body can't hear you. And slowly, you give up on yourself and you succumb to a depression, a mini crisis as you try to think of what to say to her. I'm tired. I think I drank too much. I didn't eat anything today. Or maybe you just lumber off and flop down on the bed. In any event, that awkward silence that you hear, it's eerily haunting. It's something that you feel when you're by yourself. It's something that you feel when you're facing something big, like a job opportunity, a presentation, a pitch. It's a monster that you've created inside of yourself. Since the day that you wanted that woman and you were unable to do and control your body the way you wanted to, this monster knows how strong it is. It recognized it that day. And even today, it's inside of you and it's reveling in its ability to change your demeanor, change your behavior, change your confidence in yourself. Vanquishing this monster is something you must do as a man. You have to. If you don't do that, what you're going to have is an alternate being living inside of you that can possess you anytime it wants to. Your body is no longer your own. So I'm going to tell you today something that you can do immediately to exorcise this demon from inside of you. First, you need to begin opening your pelvis so that you can push more blood into the whole reproductive region that you have. These are going to make your Kegels stronger, and it's also going to increase the synapse between your mind and your penis so that you have more control over when you get hard. You're variably increasing and improving the relationship between your mind and your cock. Our exercises create a greater conversation between the two so that your mind is able to do more and your cock is able to understand more. Second, you need to improve your oral skills. Women, in and of themselves, they're creatures that really need a patient, slow-handed man. They need to be primed. They need to be prepped. So, if you understand that women have this necessity in order to be able to achieve orgasm, at any point in time, your penis isn't responding the way that you want it to, you can revert to using your oral massage techniques, engaging her labia, engaging her vulva, the in parts of her thighs, the sides of her stomach, priming her, helping the walls in her vagina become more sensitive. Simultaneously, what she doesn't know is that while you're doing that, you're rotating your hips. You're turning on the muscle memory that you've created with these exercises. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is a strategy and it works. Your mind is in control of your penis, but sometimes you need to flip the switch a couple times. You need to slap the monitor. Do you understand? You need to jiggle the handle. Do you understand? So, when you're giving her oral pleasure, you're subtly doing the exact same exercises and movements that you do when you're training the process of opening up your hips, opening up your capillaries, and improving the blood flow into your pelvis. What are you doing? You're priming yourself. You're reminding yourself of your sexual prowess. You're reconnecting with your inner core and your capacity to be excellent in the bedroom. I want you to try this out, and I want you to email me and tell me what it feels like. when you exercise that demon, because you literally can literally feel it leave your body. Don't you know sometimes when like you get a static shock or you rub your feet over a carpet and you can feel this charge kind of go through your arm or go through your body and it makes you tingle and makes the hair on your arm stand up. You'll feel that over your whole body. It's a relief. You've exercised that mofo. And you know what? If and when it ever comes back, you know exactly what to do to send it on its way. My name is Montique Stephan, and I hope this message has empowered you. I hope it brings you success, brother, because your success is mine.